80s for the next few days at the beach. It's going to look really, really good throughout Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. There has been renewed national spotlight on the value and opportunity of apprenticeship programs as a pathway to a variety of good-paying jobs and careers. Apprenticeships are also a great way to recruit, train, and retain highly skilled workers. Here to talk about apprenticeships are two particularly qualified individuals on this topic and members of the Workforce Development Board. Tony Skinner, President, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 952, and Executive Secretary Treasurer, Tri-Counties Building and Construction Trade Councils. Tony, I got to see that business card. Boy, that is
it's quite a title that you have there.
That is remarkable. Also in studio, Jeremy Goldberg this morning, Executive Director of the Tri-County Central Labor Council, AFL-CIO. Gentlemen, good to have you here this morning.
Good morning.
So let's get straight into it here. We'll start off with Tony. What is an apprenticeship? Is an apprenticeship paid during that training period? Everybody hears it, especially because of that TV show. But if you look at an apprenticeship, let's talk about what it exactly means.
It's an earn while you learn program. I'm going to be talking mostly about the IBEW apprenticeship because that's what I know most about. A first-year apprentice with the IBEW makes $15.09 an hour coming off the street knowing nothing, and we teach them the trade. And that also comes with full health benefits for them and their family. And in their second year, the employer will start putting it into their local pension plan. So it is an earn while you learn program. They work during the day and they go to school two nights a week for 5 years.
So you're not only making a little bit of money there, which is really nice. The benefits program is also there for you
right away. Yes,
wow.
Sir.
And
yes,
that's immediate, because anybody who goes into any area of work these days, sometimes before salary, they're talking about benefits, because that is one of the areas that has been, at risk for a lot of workers.
Yes. No, they get their third month. They'll be covered by health insurance.
That is remarkable. For both of you now, what types of apprenticeship programs are available here in Ventura County? Jeremy, let's start with you, please.
Yes, so within the construction trades, literally every trade has an apprenticeship program. Specifically here in Ventura County, we've got electricians, plumbers and pipe fitters, sheet metal workers, operating engineers, laborers and carpenters. And then outside the construction trades, there are apprenticeships available also for barbers and cosmetology.
All of those.
Yeah, there's basically, if you go on the Department of Apprenticeship Standards website, there's 131 listed apprenticeship programs that cover Ventura County, but most of them are based outside of the county. Like the firefighters are based out of Sacramento. It's a statewide program. It covers every county in the state.
Now, let's talk about the length of an average apprenticeship training program. Then another thing that I remember from the olden days, apprenticeship, then you also heard the word journeyman, the distinction upon completion of the training. When does somebody become from an apprentice to a journeyman?
An apprenticeship program lasts anywhere from 3 to 5 years, depending on which trade you're in. The mechanical trades, you know, the electricians, the plumbers, and the sheet metal workers, they're all 5-year programs. In our program, it takes a 75% or better in your classroom work, and then 8,000 hours of on-the-job training. Once you do that, you are a journeyman wireman. You get a certificate not only from us, but you get a certificate from the state saying that you're a journeyman wireman. And then you have to also be state certified. So all of our fifth-year apprentices have to pass the state certification test in order to work in the state of California.
All right, Jeremy, do you think there are a significant number of unfilled apprenticeships, the opportunities in Ventura County? And if so, why would they be unfilled?
So I'm going to broaden the question first to help answer it. And I think the most important point is that there are right now a massive shortage nationally in skilled trade workers. Couple that with the fact that you could Google any news article about our crumbling infrastructure, and you know that down the road that we're going to need even more skilled trade workers, and we're already at a deficit. So even even if today there isn't a shortage of specific people trying to get specific jobs here in the county, there's going to be. Like, we need young people that want to learn a skilled trade now.
And it's interesting, too, because it's odd the way a lot of us, and I'm a victim of this, too, look at things. Oh, he's a plumber. Oh, he's an electrician. Oh, he's a hammer with framing and this and that, not realizing, one, how difficult the work is and why you do need to have a good apprenticeship to learn the trade properly, but also the fulfillment of a job and a career that is going to pay you a really good wage, where even in Southern California, we know how expensive it is here, this is a livable wage in this area. So in these trades, I just still see in the high school students, they might think, how many kids, if you polled 1,000 kids, would raise their hand, understanding that this is a viable place to get great work and great pay at a young age, too.
Yeah, that's one reason I started Ace Charter High School out in Camarillo, for that reason, because it opens up the construction field to high school kids, mm-hmm. and they get a feel for what it's for.
Yeah, and it's, again, because of those trades in school, I just don't know if they have them at the level. Does somebody even get introduced to shop class, to electronics class? It just doesn't seem to happen. Where we had general shop when I was a kid, and we had electronic, we had wood shop, and then we had the kiln to do the foundry and all that work. So at least as a freshman in high school, you sort of got a basis of what this was, and I'm not sure if that exists the way it did. So let's keep with the apprenticeship programs. Let's talk about the roles of the employer, the worker, and the local. Tony.
Yeah, with the building trades, electricians included, all of our apprenticeship programs are labor management programs, so that we have an equal amount of labor and management people that sit on these programs and guide these programs through. And what makes us different is we don't train for an employer, we train for an industry. So that, you might be lucky enough to go to work for a contractor and stay with him for the rest of your life, or you might work for 50 different contractors in your career. And so it's very important for everyone to make sure that we have the most well-trained electricians in the country.
Can we get a number on how many active apprentices Local 952 have?
83.
83. Bam.
And all we do is Ventura
right
County.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But these are, again, incredible opportunities for people. Finishing it up here with both Tony and Jeremy, what do you see as the most positive aspects of apprenticeship programs? Jeremy, if we could start with you.
Yeah, two things. I would say one, just because we haven't mentioned it yet, is that it's not just about learning to do the job the right way, but a big part of it is learning it to do safely and the right way. And I think that's what you get in this kind of a training program better than anywhere else, because these are dangerous jobs, no question. And two, which you touched on a little bit already, and I think I understand particularly as a millennial myself, mm-hmm. is that most people my age, by the time you're 30, 35 years old, you've had 5 or 6 different jobs. You've been at each of them. Maybe some of them are good jobs, some of them aren't. What this is a career path, and it's a huge difference. And I think there's a lot of good jobs out there that aren't good careers. This is a good job and a good career.
Tony, what do you think about the positive aspects of these programs?
Well, I'm a third generation union wireman, and my son's a fourth generation union
wow.
wireman. So I think it's treated my family very well. I've always done well. I would suggest to anyone that is looking to do an apprenticeship program in manufacturing or anything like that, to go to the DIR website, and they have a clear pathway on how you can set up an apprenticeship program through the state of California.
Excellent. So any business can consider this development of the apprenticeship program.
Yes,
they
sir.
Can do this.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Well, the unions have treated both of you very, very well, and it looks like the family's going to stick with it, going fourth generation on that.
I don't know what that says about the Skinner family, but we're all electricians.
You know you're bragging when you had an electrician in the family before there was electricity.
That's right.
That's when you're really dating way, way back. All right. Thank you so much for this great information, a career path that you should consider, folks. If you've got the youngsters out there and you're not sure where to aim them, this could be a perfect way. And you can learn more about apprenticeship career paths by visiting aflcio.org/careers. If you are an employer and would like to know how to start your apprenticeship program, visit the Workforce Development Board website at workforceventuracounty.org/employers. and click on Open Doors to Youth. And we'll have that information here at News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.